still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my goodness. All this other stuff, crap going on in the world. We've got the NFL draft. Stop distracting me from the awesome draft, please. I like Brian Spangler emailed and he said, send the Phoenix PD down to Columbia. They'll start shooting beanbags into somebody's nuts. Remember that? We had all those protests and that dude was standing in the middle of the road down there by the Civic Center and
popped right.
Cops were like, all right, that's enough. Good job.
I want a replay.
Nice protest. That's enough. And the guy's like, I won't move. And the guy just beanbags him right in the balls. And my favorite part of it was the news and everybody tried to make that like, oh my, can you believe Phoenix PD's overreaction? And the whole city said, nope, he was warned. Nobody cared about dude who got beanbagged in the beanbag. One of the most accurate moments in Phoenix Police Department history. Disperse. You've had your fun. Get out.
That's one reason I support the police.
They got those beanbags to the nuts.
Damn right.
Some people deserve it. That was a great hit.
Can't remember if this was it or not.
Yeah, just don't get it. Like, is it, oh, you got video of it right away?
And more of that tear gas.
I think it is.
Going off. Derek, there it is.
And they told him, get out of town. You're done here. We gave you your hour and a half.
You can see it live. Right here on PTV and CBS 5 News. We've got the only vantage point up here.
Pepper ball and tear gas.
You can actually see this. You can actually see them firing pepper spray at protesters.
Hurry up and nut that guy.
They refuse to leave.
Here it comes.
Pepper spray right there. They want to get these people out.
This is how easy it could be up there at Columbia. This is simple.
Yeah, as we're watching, Derek, I mean, you can see the crowd
screaming,
backing up, but still facing
here he goes.
That line of officers.
He kicked tear gas
defiance.
Back at him, turns around in his blue basketball shorts.
Go up there and actually
there's some
kick a can of that.
Yeah.
Nut him. Oh,
yeah.
That's how you handle one of those douchebags.
It wasn't a beanbag. It was one of those rubber bullets, so it's harder.
What I think is with the rubber bullet.
Yeah.
He looks hurt.
And a Kaepernick jersey.
And then Kaepernick runs him off the court. I love that. That's one of my favorite things ever in the history of law enforcement. He kicked the tear gas back at the cops. They're like, get that. Get whatever it is that like smashes nuts. Don't kill him. But just take a sledgehammer to his nuts from 25 feet. Can you believe they did that? Yeah, move on. Next. That was great. Get that going again.
I agree.
What happened to this country? We used to fire beanbags at each other's nuts when things got out of hand. We don't do that anymore. We used to have the long coats, we had nut houses, and we had beanbags to guys' nuts. And it seems like that's all gone away.
Make beanbags great again.
Make beanbags great again.
Brett, if I was in charge, you know it wouldn't be happening. There'd be beanbags flying around like a cornhole tournament. Hundreds of miles an hour right into the nuts of a Palestinian protest. It's what we do, Brady. We're
Trump
America.
Bags. You would have Trump bags. It would just label your nuts forever, too.
I would brand them. They'd be so hot. And the word Trump forever branded right to their bean sacks.
Some of the best injuries you could ever have.
Ever, ever. Some of the finest injuries. You'd be honored to have a Trump bean bag hit you and your bean bag.
It's the most manly your nuts have ever felt.
Kind of could be Trump vasectomies.
Oh. You know,
you hit them in the right spot.
Do it again.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I guess I'm an old-fashioned fella. I like a protest that ends in beanbags to hippies nuts. I've been a fan of the hippie. Anyway. Yeah, hippies. Ben and Jerry came out of that okay, but you know when they got good? When
they became got smart.
When they became corporate. Right. Started making that ice cream for all of us instead of just that hippie nonsense. It's time for the FanDuel deal. Let's get this done quickly. Draft day. I want a three-leg parlay in the draft. Brett, go.
Playing it safe. Daniels being the number two overall pick. Harrison Jr., first wide receiver picked. And Joe Alt, first offensive lineman draft.
Nice.
So
what's that pay?
It's in the negatives, but I'm just trying to.
Like, you just get your money back.
Yeah.
You double your dough.
I mean, I think it's negative 162, so I'll make like $6 on my time.
All right. That's $6 you didn't have yesterday. All right. Toledo, what's yours?
Apparently, I added too many. I went for three. I ended up with five.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. Same thing. Jaden Daniels, number two overall pick. Michael Penix to be a first round pick.
Yeah.
Joe Alt, first offensive lineman. Roma Dunze to be a top 10 pick. Sorry, I got four.
Now. Toledo's
that's
pretty
good.
Plus 108, so I'll double
my money.
Get
your money back. Brady, what about you?
Caleb Williams, number one.
Safe.
Jaden Daniels, number two.
Safe.
Drake May, number three.
Oh, you're going super safe.
You're chalkboard.
Yeah. What's that pay?
Negative 3,000.
Plus 300.
That's plus 300. Yeah. Well, because the May the May and Daniels are like maybe swapped. Yeah. But you're taking it down the line of, we're all playing it pretty safe today. Jaden, number two in mine. Tyler Newbin is the first safety chosen. And then Joe Alt is the top 10 pick. Mine's plus 221. So I get a couple $100 if I bet $120 if I bet 10. I love it. The draft. You can bet on it now. How about that? I'd ask for Suns bets, but it's so hard to bet that a team's going to get trounced. But by how much? I'm so tired of that team. I hope they get. Here's what I say as
a
Suns fan.
They're going to tickle your balls on Friday.
They're coming back in. And my perineum's going to get a little. What are you doing? You know I don't love you anymore.
She's please, so good at that.
Please.
Amber Heard's back.
Again, yeah.
She's going to crap in your bed, John.
Margot Robbie's coming over tonight to talk about tomorrow. And she's going to look great. And then tomorrow she's going to show up again and she's going to be Harley Quinn. Crazy bitch. I'm watching you.
Over.
Come on over. All right. I'll order dinner.
It's that text in the middle of the night. You up?
You up? What's up? You busy? God damn it, Suns. I hate you. I'm watching the draft. There you go. The draft is tonight. I'm very excited about it. I'm going to go home, take a nap, and wake up and watch the draft. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.